Here with the news at one. The cost of living is going up at its slowest last month in more than 3 years, but still going up. The annual rate of inflation rose by 1.5% year on year by yesterday, according to an estimate of the Harmonised Index of Consumer Prices from the Central Statistics Office today. It had fallen to 1.6% in April, went up in May. It was at 9.6% in the middle of 2022. For more, let's talk to Charlie Weston, personal finance editor at the Irish Independent. Afternoon, Charlie. The end of June was only yesterday. What is this index?
Yeah, this is a measure of inflation that's used across the Eurozone, and it's important then determining where interest rates go. It's the measure that's looked at by the European Central Bank. It's called the Harmonised Consumer Price Index, slightly different to the General Inflation or Consumer Price Index put out by the Central Statistics Office, because this one excludes mortgage interest, which is important in this country, obviously. And it excludes, for example, motor tax, property tax, home insurance, those kind of things. But still, it's moving in the right direction. It's sending the right signals to the European Central Bank to continue to cut interest rates. Now, this is just a figure for Ireland. It's at 1.5, as you say, Gavin. We'll have figures for the rest of the Eurozone tomorrow. But look, it is heading in the right direction. Doesn't mean the prices are not still going up. They're still going up. And we've had a hell of a lot of inflation up to now. So over the last maybe 2 years, all the cumulative inflation increases we've had probably means that generally across most goods and services we're paying about 20% more than we were 2 years ago. That's particularly the case for food, for example. If you take energy, they're still 70% higher, energy prices, electricity and gas, 70% higher than they were before the energy crisis erupted.
And more than the rest of Europe, because if there was a Euros for prices, Charlie, we'd be in the final with Denmark. Tell us more.
We would. We'd get out of our group and we'd be top of the league, unfortunately. Yeah, when it comes to prices in this country, we're way up there. We are, unfortunately, we're head of that league of shame. We're the second highest in the European Union for prices. The average prices in this country across a selection of 2,000 goods and services are 42% higher than the average for the European Union. Only Denmark is higher, and it's only slightly higher. They're 43%. We're much more expensive than traditionally very expensive countries than the likes of Sweden and Norway. And the gap is widening as well, unfortunately. In the last couple of years, this country is getting even more expensive. I mean, people know this intuitively, but it's just interesting to see statisticians calculate it and find that the average price here is 42% higher than the average for the European Union.
So inflation, it's slowing, but it is still rising. Are prices ever going to fall, Charlie?
Probably unlikely to see that, you know, but at least if they continue to rise at a very slow rate, if it gets down to 1% or whatever, you could probably cope with that. But it is going to take us a while to get back to where we were, because we've had so many price increases over the last trial, and some items are still increasing. Like food prices are still going up at 2% according to today's figures. Energy prices are falling, but not that high. We saw SSE Electricity cut its prices for the third time from today, but the others, most of the others haven't announced three price cuts. They've only announced two, with the exception of Uno Energy. And so, you know, it's still expensive. Electricity and gas still extremely expensive. We're still paying way over the odds. We have the highest prices for housing, as the statisticians put it, which includes rents, mortgages, gas and electricity. The highest prices in the European Union, double the average. So a terribly expensive country with very high levels of tax. So it'll be a while before we get back to where we were, unfortunately, but at least it's heading in the right direction, Gavin.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor at the Irish Independent. Thank